The field is quiet now. Too quiet for a place that only an hour ago roared with steel and screaming. I stand in the center of it all, boots sinking into mud blackened by blood. My soldiers, my people, lie scattered like broken toys across the torn earth. I know each face. Gods, how many more will I bury before this ends? We thought our strength and steel would be enough against their witchcraft. But no sword can cut through a curse. No shield can keep out the sound of your comrade's bones breaking beside you. My chest aches, not from the wound, but from the empty space where names used to be. Saren, Leora, Yakin, gone. Torn apart because I told them to stand. A shadow shifts at the edge of the field. My hand tightens on the blade's hilt, slick with dried blood. She steps from the haze, a commander of theirs. Her armor is black as night, spattered with gore. Her eyes meet mine, sharp and cold. "So," she says, voice smooth and mocking, "the lioness still stands." I spit, bloodied and unbowed. Standing is enough. Her smile is cruel. "Not for long." My body is spent. My spirit frayed thin. But still, I hold my ground. The commander tilts her head. "Tell me, warrior, was it worth it? Watching them die for you?" "Every one of them chose to fight. They chose to believe in something larger than fear, larger than you. And I'll carry them with me. Every scream, every broken body, every name. You don't break me by killing them. You forge me." I stare at the battlefield, at all the ghosts I can never leave behind. And I know the truth. I will fight until the last light leaves my body. And if the gods are merciful, I'll take her with me into the dark.